Hi, John.
Yes.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Doing good.
Good to hear. I'm happy to hear that. So I know that I was reaching out to you because Ruben had changed your subscription to just the $29 for your website hosting, and we're having trouble processing that. So I didn't know.
The guy called me a couple weeks ago. I told him I wasn't going to do it anymore. He's supposed to just put a hold on it for now.
Oh, okay. How come you don't want the site anymore?
I haven't really got any calls off of it or anything. So
I'm on your dashboard, and this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 812 times, and you've had 132 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you must have gotten some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
No, not often.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because if this ever were to cancel, it would dramatically affect your business, because everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google would deactivate, the website would come down, and all of the directories that you're on would unravel. And I would definitely hate to see that happen to you, you know, especially since it is 2024 and you probably need the site anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had people get jobs from this too, that just do the website hosting from other sources. Meaning I had someone call me a few weeks ago that wanted me to open up a lead that was coming through their dashboard. And it said, we want to hire you for the $8,000 estimate that you gave us a few weeks ago. And the client said, that is so strange because I didn't get that client from Google. I got them from a lead service that I'm working with. And I told him, well, guess what happened after you bid on that work? They did a little bit of due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a nice website and valid things being said about him, it actually solidified him in getting that job.
All right. I guess I can keep doing it for a while.
Yeah, I absolutely would, just because, and I'll send you a fresh login to your dashboard, so when you have a minute, you can go on there and you can see the same thing that I'm seeing as far as the results that you're getting. So let's see here. For the $29 payment, I think the card that we have is no good. So is there a different card that you'd like to use?
Yeah, I got a card right here.
Okay, so go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
4046.
Okay.
0112.
Got it.
0348.
Okay.
6753.
6753. Okay, expiration?
0826.
And the code?
200.
Okay. So let me get the authorization, and then you will be good to go. And then when you do log into your dashboard, if you have any questions, just feel free to call us. Oh, do me a favor. It's saying that I have something wrong, either the expiration month, the year, or the code on the back. So can you verify that, please, the expiration date?
08. It's 0826.
Okay, and then the code?
200.
Okay, let me see if it'll go through now. I think I had it wrong. Okay, good. I got the green light for you. So you are all good to go, John. Thank you for taking care of that, and have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
And how do I log into that?
I'm going to send you the login, so you'll have the link to go to, which is my.localsplash.com, and then the username and the password. So the username will be your phone number, and then the password, let me see here. It'll be in the email, but let me just see if I can verbally give it to you. It is all lowercase, all one word, be mobile.
Okay.
Okay. It's all in the email. Yep, the link is in there as well as the username and password.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and then once you log in, if you want to change the password, you can do that. The password I sent you is a temporary one just to allow you in, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.